The directors in the Rocky Mountain and West Gulf Divisions are unopposed, as are the vice directors in the Pacific, Rocky Mountain, Southeastern, and West Gulf Divisions. You can read the full list of candidates, including those who have run unopposed and have been declared elected, on ARRL News. A respected member of the DXing community has passed away. Lou Dietrich, N2TU, became a silent key on August 15, 2025, at the age of 78. Dietrich was the former chairman of the board of directors of the International DX Association, INDEXA. He was known as a dedicated advocate for international goodwill through radio and a passionate advocate for the mission of INDEXA. He played a pivotal role in guiding INDEXA through the years of significant growth and impact. Beyond his contributions to INDEXA, Lou was a mentor, teammate, and friend to many in the global amateur radio community, said INDEXA President Otis Vissens, NP4G. His enthusiasm for DX expeditions, his steadfast leadership, and his generous spirit will be greatly missed. Dietrich served on the ARRLDX Advisory Committee. He achieved the ARRLDXCC Top of the Honor Roll and 10-Band DXCC. He was a member of the Carolina DX Association and an ARRL member. He is survived by his wife, Hilda. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, in Florida has announced a partnership with the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, for this year's Jamboree on the Air, JOTA. Jamboree on the Air is the largest scouting event in the world and is held on the third full weekend of October each year, bringing together over a million participants from more than 160 countries and offering scouts a unique opportunity to learn critical emergency preparedness and communication skills. This year, the FMARC event will operate like a regular field day, with every station acting as a get-on-the-air, go-to-station. State Event Chairman Rob Botnick, K04RDZ. The new participation will help scouts get on the air and complete Step 9A of the BSA Radio Merit Badge by logging 10 to 15 QSOs in a 10-minute period. ARES participation will add a new focus on Step 10A of the BSA Emergency Preparedness Merit Badge, giving scouts hands-on experience with emergency communications. We are thrilled to have ARES join us for this year's Jamboree on the Air, said Bobnick. Their expertise in emergency communications will provide an invaluable learning experience for the scouts.